Days 92 to 94. I was having a discussion with someone yesterday about friendship. They were running a scenario by me and seeking my feedback. We all know I love to get feedback, am I right? Anyway, they were explaining that a friendship they had was becoming toxic in some fashion. Actually, the more they explained the friendship, the more it sounded like the friendship had been toxic for some time, but the obviousness or impact of the toxicity had grown to a point where it could no longer be ignored. First of all, I want to give this person credit because they did something that I see so few people doing nowadays. They took responsibility. The friend they were talking about had acted out because of perceived wrongs. Rather than just focusing on the inappropriate or hurtful behavior of the friend, they first looked inward. This is no easy task, as we all know. But she explored the statements that this person made, albeit in a really tactless way, and tried to own parts of it that she felt belonged with her. Of course, like many of us going through this exercise where we've decided to be introspective, she landed on a place that might have been a little too much blame in her court. I know it's a lose-lose sometimes, but it's really not. It's really a very challenging task to find that midpoint between ignorance is bliss and full-on self-blame. You know what I'm going to say now, right? That just means we have to work a little harder at getting it right. We have to practice. We have to embark on that journey every single time the opportunity arises until we get better at landing in the just right spot. Anyway, she decided that there were a few things that she might have done that caused her friend harm. She owned the fact that she could have perhaps done better and resolved herself to expressing that to her friend. I commended her, but also challenged her to explore two other thoughts or processes that I feel are important, as follows. 1, whether or not the friendship is still really serving her. There's no right or wrong answer here, and it doesn't negate the desire or ability to make peace. And 2, whether she felt comfortable owning her shit, but also telling her friend that she handled things poorly, or in a way that is not productive for any friendship, let alone a close one. She said that she was interested in exploring those ideas, once again impressing me with her open-mindedness. She said a few things to me as we were wrapping up our conversation that I thought were meaningful, and one in particular that I'd like to address. She mentioned to me that she felt like her friend didn't have a lot of friends around her. She was concerned that if she took space, she was going to leave an irreparable and large void in this person's life. Before you might think it, I want to assure you that this human is one of the sweetest, most earnest people I've had the pleasure of knowing. There was no arrogance in that statement. It was very matter of fact. I thought for a moment before responding to her because I was concerned with how my words would resonate. I told her that I don't think we're responsible for other people in that way. Not really. What I didn't say, not yet, was that sometimes when those types of situations arise, we have to ask ourselves why that person may not have a circle around them. Perhaps they don't want a circle. Perhaps they've alienated others with the same type of behavior that you feel challenging. We are responsible for loving people who deserve our love, no more and no less. There are obligatory relationships in life, a sad but true reality, where we have to feign more of a connection than we might like. I've even begun to reshape those relationships to examine what they look like and mean to me. Family, longtime friends, everyone. I don't do things because I have to anymore. I just don't, or I try not to. It's still a journey and I falter sometimes, but that is my goal and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, if you feel like you need to do right by those obligatory relationships, most people do, it doesn't leave a lot of heart room for doing things out of obligation with everyone else. So make good choices. You know what I mean? I want to explain why I feel this way. It's simpler than you might think if you're thinking about it. This is what I've discovered. The people who take our love, who don't necessarily deserve it, they always, always take it for granted. They manipulate and overlook. There's very little appreciation. They might say they appreciate you because they think it's the right thing to do, but trust me when I tell you, it's lip service. That fact does not make them evil people. That's just reality. It's being human. It's real life. That's just how things work. There are so many reasons why, but I'll share one primary one that I've experienced in my life, and certainly more recently. Sometimes these people just value the fact that you've stuck around. Actually, it's more than that. They see that they've put you through the ringer in some ways, and you've stuck around. Thus, there's no impetus for them to change. They can treat you like shit on a whim. In fact, they can treat other people who they meet and barely know better than you, better than you, because they know you're safe and think that these others may not be. They might leave. They might bail. I know this sounds so negative and sad, but I swear it isn't. The sooner we can begin to explore these relationship issues, the sooner we can move through them. Not everyone is deserving of our friendship. We don't need to stay friends with people even though we've known them for so long. We don't need to stay friends with people because they don't have that many others in their lives. We don't need to make excuses and take shit from people. We do need to own our own behavior and how we impact people, no matter what a relationship becomes. We do need to constantly strive to do better and be better. We need to keep growing and need to recognize and appreciate whether the people around us are supporting that growth or stifling it. That is not an easy answer or conclusion to come to. Sometimes we need to end a friendship altogether, but sometimes we just need to reshape it. Take space, redefine, and even make ourselves a little less available. Not to punish someone else, but to preserve ourselves. This is the hardest thing we can do, particularly if you're empathetic, compassionate, kind, and loving. However, staying friends with someone in the same way it's always been, out of fear or pity, is not really friendship at all. That goes for all relationships. If you're settling with a relationship of any sort because you're afraid to move out of it or fear you don't deserve better, you're doing yourself and that other person a disservice. Every relationship should be conducted with feelings of enthusiasm and positivity. Things may not always be rosy, but when they aren't, that foundation will see you through. Also, you'll kind of just feel like a better person. Start by taking stock of your relationships today. It's a simple question. Does that other person bring you more joy or angst? If it's the latter, maybe it's time to make some moves. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you Monday.